And now, Soundcheck looks back at the pop charts of yesteryear and asks,
that was a hit?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
They're coming to take me away, haha.
Time for another installment of That Was a Hit, our series about improbable chart success. We are joined once again by Paul Ford, a Brooklyn-based writer who can be found on Twitter at ftrain. And he joins us with what I think it's fair to describe as a mixed bag. Hi, Paul. Welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here.
All right. What are you doing to me here? What, you come in with one crappy song after another? Is that what this is?
You know, these are songs that were hits that don't necessarily deserve a tremendous amount of attention, but they are... They're each fascinating in their own way.
Okay,
they're
so little we're going to do a kind of lightning round.
Yeah, these are just jewels of weirdness.
All right. Starting in the 60s with Bill Cosby, who has made records, has actually made good records with Quincy Jones. I'm guessing this is not one of them.
This is just a very, very strange song. It's him. It's the backing track is Uptight, Everything's All Right by Stevie Wonder. And then he just sort of tells this meandering Cosby-esque story about a little old man. There's not a lot else going on. It's just a very, very famous man who I think people had stopped saying no to.
1967, Bill Cosby has an unexpected and perhaps undeserved hit with Little Old Man.
A little old man was sitting on the step, and a tear kind of trickled down his cheek. I said, what's the matter? He said, a train just ran over me. I said, how often does this happen? He said, every day about this time. I said, well, why do you just sit out here then? He said, 'cause I cannot believe that is happening. I said, reach out. Take my hand. You'll understand.
Well, underneath that Bill Cosby story, Paul, is a wonderful old Stevie Wonder tune.
Right, it's just weird, right? It's not even necessarily bad. It's just,
It's also not funny.
No, it's not funny. It's him. Later in one of his comedy albums, he sort of pointed back to that song and said it was inspired by his grandfather. But
Little Old Man, Bill Cosby. So how big a hit was this?
America wanted it. It was number 4 in the Billboard Hot 100. And then as I was poking around and doing some research, I found it was number 8 on Jet's Soul Brothers Top 20. So it really sort of, it covered all its bases. Mm-hmm. That was Bill's great moment, or one of many great moments that Bill got to have.
1967, Bill Cosby releases Silver Throat, Bill Cosby Sings, and that's the hit single from it. That was a hit. Let's skip ahead to 1985. I remember this Paul Hardcastle song, 19, and really liking it. And only later learning what the 19 referred to, because, of course, you know, you don't really listen to the words. It was a dance number, right?
Yeah, it's just sort of him noodling around on the synth, and it's sort of very, you know, sort of good 80s cool synth. But it's all, the backing track is all from a documentary called Vietnam Requiem. And so it's all about how the soldiers in Vietnam were very young. They were 19 when they were fighting, and it's sort of all this weird ephemeral talking about Vietnam,
right?
Throughout the song,
and the title referring to the fact that the average age of the GIs who died in Vietnam was 19.
So I mean, it's just so he apparently was Paul Hardcastle was thinking, you know, when I was 19, I was just going out to clubs and hanging out. This is crazy. I'd better make a synth based song using these samples.
And make it really dancey and clubby.
Yeah.
How big a hit was this?
Well, this became, the top 20 in the U.S. It didn't become a huge U.S. hit, but it became very significant around the world. It got to number 1 in the U.K. and cut a wide swath across Europe.
Paul Hardcastle with the song 19.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war. But it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
Hardcastle with 19. So, pretty grim subject matter, but then you give it the little, you know, scratching treatment, 19, and then the girly chorus. And
it really is. You put a beat on it and they'll dance to it. Yeah, no, and the there's sort of a lot of fun facts about it, like the reason that the sampler could only do 2 seconds because that was all they could, you know, that's all samplers could do back then. So that's why it's 19. Like, that's the shortest hook that he could get.
1985, Paul Hardcastle had an international and unexpected hit with that song, 19. Okay, lightning round. We land next in the 1990s with someone named Scatman John. Are you stretching the definition of hit here?
No, this is another one that wasn't necessarily enormous in the U.S. It got up pretty high, but it was a global monster. John Paul Larkin is a fairly unsuccessful jazz pianist with a terrible stutter.
Hmm.
And he ended up going to Berlin, hanging out for a while, trying to get his music career moving. It was going better because people were more accepting of jazz. And then someone said, you know what, if we took – and he started singing scat. It was something he could do as a stutterer. And someone said, you know, if we took your scatting and we combined it with rapping, then we could have something here.
Yeah.
And it's 1994, and it is suddenly – his time.
Scatman John with the song Scatman.
I'm a Scatman. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. Everybody's saying that the scat man stutters but does and never stutter when he sings. But what you don't know, I'm gonna tell you right now that the stutter and the scat is the same thing. Yo, I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man? I'm the scat man. Why should we be pleasing any politician? Reasons would try to cheat the seasons if they could. The state of the condition insults my intuition, and it only makes me crazy and hard like wood. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my...
That is Scatman John, who wouldn't live too much longer after making this huge hit song, Paul.
No, he died of lung cancer in 99, and if you go online, there are... he touched a lot of lives. Like, there are... very fond remembrances. He was someone that, of course, stutterers, because the song itself actually is about how you can overcome stuttering, and if the scat man does it, you know.
So can you.
So can you.
So that's him both doing this incredible rapid fire scatting, but also doing the rapping and some kind of vocalizing as well.
That is the Scatman.
All him.
Yeah. That was on an album called Scatman's World, and it had a couple songs on it you should know about, which were Welcome to Scatland, Scatman's World, Scatman, which is the song you heard, and there was also Song of Scatland. So
so there was a theme running.
Yeah.
They had one idea, and they ran with it.
Yeah. No, they milked that. And but, you know, he got to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way that he never expected to, and by combining scat and rap, which is either rat or scrap, depending on how you combine it, and you know, like so many other things, he truly was big in Japan.
Paul Ford is a Brooklyn-based writer who joins us occasionally for our series...
That was a hit!
A little lightning round of three unexpected chart successes. Paul, well done.
Thank you so much.